From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. French President François Hollande vowed Friday to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris as he presided over a national memorial service for the victims. The commemoration held at Paris's Invalides National Monument began with a somber reading of the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. The ceremony was also attended by other top French leaders and families of victims, as well as hundreds of those injured in what was France's worst ever terrorist attack. German police said Friday they have released two men arrested a day earlier on suspicion of planning a serious attack against the state. Police told local media no evidence was found to hold the men, who were detained on the outskirts of Berlin following a raid on an Islamic cultural center. Following the raid, authorities cleared the area surrounding the men's vehicle, which was said to contain a suspicious object. The item turned out to be harmless, and no weapons or explosives were found. Authorities say the men are aged 28 and 46, but have not released their identities or information on their alleged plot. They say an investigation is ongoing. Look at our website at voanews.com and this reminder that this is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has sought to ease tensions with Russia after Ankara shot down a Russian plane near the Turkey-Syrian border earlier this week. In an opinion piece published in Britain's The Times newspaper Friday, Davutoglu said, while the measures to defend our territory will remain in place, Turkey will work with Russia and our allies to calm tensions. He said fighting Islamic State is the top priority. Russia reacted angrily after Turkish fighter jets shot down the warplane Tuesday, threatening ties between the two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war and raising fears of a wider international conflict. Pope Francis has called on the youth of Kenya to eschew tribalism and make the choice to listen and reach out to one another. He addressed tens of thousands of young Africans at Kenya's Sarani Stadium Friday, addressing their concerns about violence and corruption, with a call to them to pray, seek to understand, and cooperate with one another, rather than give in to the impulse to commit violence against one another. The Pope told his audience they have the power to choose either the path of difficulty and division or the path of overcoming one's self-interests and one's difficulties.
Which of these two do I want? To choose the path of difficulty and division or the path of opportunity? Opportunity to overcome myself and overcome difficulties.
Pope Francis spoke after a triumphant entrance to the stadium, standing and waving in his open-sided white vehicle, the so-called Pope Mobile, as children and young adults greeted him with signs, cheers, and song. Malian authorities have arrested two men in connection with a terrorist attack that killed 22 people at an upscale Bamako hotel. Katerina Hoye has the latest from Bamako.
Amadou Sango of the Ministry for Security and Civil Protection says a cell phone found Thursday at a hotel led to the arrest of two Malian men. He says this new piece of evidence, this item, we hope it will bring the investigation forward. He said the two suspects were picked up by Malian special forces in Bamako. Gunmen entered the Radisson Blu Hotel the morning of November 20, firing indiscriminately at guests and staff. Survivors says they then headed for the two uppermost floors, specifically looking for foreigners. Authorities still have not identified the bodies of the two gunmen killed during the siege. Katrina Haye for VOA News, Bamako.
Police in Bangladesh are trying to identify and track down the gunmen who opened fire inside a Shiite mosque on Thursday evening. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.